This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. More than 200 Dayton neighborhood leaders are expected to attend the 32nd annual CityLinks Neighborhood Leadership Conference at the University of Dayton this Friday. And the conference, focusing on building one community through education leadership partnership, is going to provide a forum for attendees to discuss the city's challenges and opportunities. Joining us to talk about the Dayton CityLinks Conference, our Executive Director of the University of Dayton Fitz Center for Leadership and Community, Dr. Hunter Phillips Goodman, and St. Vincent de Paul District Council of Dayton Executive Director David Bohart. And we're not able to take calls during this segment, but you can still join us by emailing talk@wvxu.org or by finding us on Facebook or Twitter. And Hunter and David, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Hunter, 32 years, that's an impressive run for this conference. What are the goals? What's the reason behind doing this, the purpose of this?
Absolutely. Pete, this conference was actually started by former Dayton City Commissioner and University of Dayton employee Dean Lovelace, who was the first staff member to organize the conference. And, you know, Dean was a community organizer before he was elected to the Dayton City Commission, and he recognized the benefit of having an annual event that allows neighborhood leaders and residents from different neighborhoods in Dayton to share ideas and best practices that are working in their neighborhoods. And we continue that tradition today, for the conference honors individual citizens who show the true spirit of community building in their work and in their neighborhoods, and also brings people together for networking, sharing, and ways to work together so that we can further strengthen the city of Dayton.
Yeah, Cincinnati has 52 neighborhoods. How many neighborhoods do you have in Dayton?
I think if I can help Hunter, I think the number is 47.
Okay, 47, so about the same number. And I know one of the issues is always getting to get everybody on the same page and moving in the same direction. I guess with this conference in particular, that's one of the things you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
I think the important thing in urban neighborhoods is that you're right, everybody has to be on the same page. But everyone may have a slightly different book. So we have a string of 11 historic districts in our city, which are vibrant, upwardly mobile, comparatively affluent. They have one book. We have a set of neighborhoods on the east side of our city and the west side of the city, which are disinvested, blighted, half empty. And yeah, they need to be on the same page. But as you might suspect, the book they need to write is a little bit different.
What do each of you see as being the key challenges that are facing Dayton? Hunter, what do you see as being the issues the city faces right now?
I think one of the reasons that we selected the theme this year of education, leadership, and partnership was built around some of the challenges that the committee sees. How do we work together? Education, economic development, community development, poverty. Those are all issues that are very much intertwined. You can't pull them apart without looking at everything. They're one links to the other and back and forth again. And so that created the frame for building one community through education, leadership, and partnership. And it's why we've created this year's. Every year has a different theme, building on where the city is and where the community is at the time. And this year is harnessing, bringing together our voices around policy, but also around community assets. I'm looking at education and leadership.
I would just add two items. One, as your previous guest mentioned, the heroin fentanyl crisis is kicking our city in the you-know-where, just like it is in Cincinnati and elsewhere around the country. We also have a significant food insecurity problem in our community. In the city of Dayton, 57% of families with children are food insecure, which is to say the parents don't know where the next day's food is coming from. So that's just another overlay of the challenges that are facing our community.
On the other side, David, what do you see as being key opportunities for the city?
Well, the city is already taking, in my opinion, tremendous advantage of new opportunities. In the last 5 years, almost 1,000 units of market rate housing have been either added to the downtown or underway. CareSource, which is a major provider of managed health care, has grown from a few hundred employees in the downtown to almost 3,000. A historic arcade in the center of downtown is about to undergo a $30 to $50 million revitalization, which will bring a lot of energy to the downtown. The city is one of the strongest cities of its size for support of the performing arts in the country. So we have an awful lot of good things, a lot of positive things that are happening, and leveraging a tremendous amount of economic redevelopment. And so it's a fairly interesting pair of extremes. On the one hand, we have all these issues that Hunter and I identified. On the other hand, there are some tremendous things going on in our city.
Hunter, what about you in terms of what do you see as key opportunities for the city?
Yeah, I agree with David. It's an excellent summary of the many wonderful things that are happening in the city. I think the opportunity for collaboration and bringing people together to have shared conversation, because truly our Dayton community works together very well, and we are at our best when we work in collaboration in all aspects of the city. And I think moving forward, as we continue to grow and address some of the challenges, we're going to have to do that by being on the same page and being in collaboration and sharing resources. And Dayton does that very well, but that will continue to be key on all sides of the city as we address challenges like food insecurity and education and heroin and economic disparity.
Hunter, what kind of impact do you think the conference has had on Dayton over the years? I mean, how effective do you think it's been?
I think the conference has been very effective. It's interesting. I'm actually relatively new. I've been in the community for a year, and seeing the energy that comes out of the conference, there are tremendous ideas and just activity for continuing to move agendas of neighborhoods forward. And there is something to be said by collaborating and hearing what others are doing and gaining energy off of that. I think it's what we've heard from constituents is that that's that place that people gather annually to find continued energy for the journey and learn what others are doing. And that's been consistent. It's also a chance to honor members of our community who do tremendous work through the Maddie Davis and Joe Connect Community Builders Award, which will be awarded this coming Friday to Richard Hicks in our community. And I think that also is another way to affirm the great work. David Bohart was our recipient last year, and there's so many great individuals who this is a chance to really raise up their contributions to our community.
Who's the recipient this year? I'm sorry, Hunter?
Richard Hicks.
Okay.
So Richard he has lived in Dayton for over 50 years, and he and his wife Joan have raised 7 children here in the University Row neighborhood in Northwest Dayton, and he's volunteered there quite a bit. He's a tremendous individual who is very active in his church and in St. Vincent de Paul, and is a wonderful individual. We're proud to honor him this coming Friday.
And who's the keynote speaker going to be?
This year, the keynote speaker will actually be Representative Congresswoman Joyce Beatty. And Congresswoman Joyce Beatty is a native Ohioan who probably represents Ohio's 3rd congressional district in the United States Congress and has done so since 2013. She serves on the Financial Services Committee, and we are so excited to have Joyce with us.
Now, are there you hold these conferences each year? Have there been any specific initiatives or programs that have come out of them that you can talk about that have had a real impact on the community? Either David or Hunter.
Well, I think the one of the impetuses for the redevelopment of our historic arcade. I'm the co-chairman of the task force who is more or less overseeing that effort. The important thing about the CityLinks conference and other conferences is that germs of ideas rapidly germinate. And there were, over a period of 3 or 4 years, a series of conversations centered on the arcade and what could be done about our most important historic downtown asset that's been sitting idle and empty and disinvested for 25 years and over a period of time. That idea developed into partners, partners who had ideas, ideas that got translated into action. Likewise, the United Way's emphasis on the importance of education, that program, there were a lot of discussions that helped launch that kind of program. People who come to these conferences are looking, they're committed to the city, they're looking for ideas. More important, though, they're looking for ways to link ideas into viable, realistic, financeable programs that help address the issues that Hunter and I have identified. So sometimes you can't point to one specific thing, but if there's one thing you can see, if all the lights were turned off at the City Light Conference, you would still see about 30 light bulbs going on because people are talking about ideas that translate into action. And that's been my experience with that conference, and I always look forward to going to it.
Hunter, one of the questions that often comes up when you're trying to deal with an issue is what are the local resources? And it happens in Cincinnati all the time. What are the resources we have to deal with this? And I'm sure it happens in Dayton. So what does CityLinks do to help connect local leaders with the resources in their community?
I think one thing that is that we try to ensure that we have a variety of people at our conference, including those with resources in terms of we have our United Way at the table, we have our Dayton Foundation, we have other connectors and partners in the work. That's one of the strengths of the CityLinks conference is that it brings together neighborhood leaders as well as city and community leaders to share ideas. So part of that is connecting the dots in terms of bringing people together and providing the space for shared conversation. We also this year have a resource fair that we've added to the conference, which will bring together a variety of different resources that can help further the work. And it will allow participants a chance to learn about the services and programs available in the city and in the community from a variety of different perspectives. We're very excited about the first year of having the resource fair as an addition to the conference.
Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, I think for way too long, when people talked about resources in so-called Midwestern rust bucket cities like Dayton, perhaps even Cincinnati, that when people talk about resources, what they're really talking about is government. And, you know, we clearly need to get away from that model, and that's been one of the things that's been happening very successfully in Dayton. We now have two major developers involved in building hundreds of units of market rate housing in the center of the central business district downtown, who wouldn't have come across the city lines to go to a show 5 years ago. And it's a matter of, you know, matching opportunity with projects. And so one of the developers I mentioned was at a CityLinks conference 4 or 5 years ago with me. We talked about opportunities along the riverfront. The Great Miami Valley comes right through the middle of the downtown. And in the last 4 years, he's built 225 market-rate single-family homes and about 100 market-rate apartments, and he can't lease them fast enough. There are resources. If you have conferences like the CityLinks Conference and you connect people who have vision with individuals from the private sector who have resources, that marriage of vision and resources is a very, very powerful combination and is paying benefits for us here. And I'm certain that that same kind of thing happened with the Over the Rhine project, for example, in Cincinnati.
Pete, if I may add one more thing. The FIT Center's work, as well as the CityLinks Conference, is founded on an asset-based approach, meaning we really believe that assets can be a lot of different things for a community, including its people. And that's part of the genesis for the CityLinks conference and bringing people together and looking truly at what are the opportunities, not looking at the negatives, but first and foremost, looking at the opportunities of what we have to bear and how we can build on those strengths of our city, our community, and our people. And that asset best approach continues to guide the work of the CityLinks conference as well as the Fifth Center.
Hunter, can people still get reservations for the conference on Friday?
Yes, there's actually an agenda and information available on the Fifth Center for Leadership and Community website. There's a CityLinks link there that takes guests to the full website for further information.
And you can find links at wvxu.org as well. And if somebody can't attend, are the results published later online so they can take a look?
Well, it is an active conference in terms of a lot of the information takes place in the sessions, as well as in the keynote speakers. So we would invite people to come to the conference and be present if they can, and experience the CityLink conference.
Hunter and David, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's nice of you to have us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Executive Director of the University of Dayton Fitz Center for Leadership and Community, Dr. Hunter Phillips Goodman, and St. Vincent de Paul District Council of Dayton Executive Director, David Bohart.